This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, March 14th. Well, volatility remains as grains give back some of Tuesday's big gains. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
I know that we had talked about this before, that wheat would be the leader if the market actually started to rally, and sure enough, it showed us it did. A lot of it is because it's been heavily oversold, and the market's a little bit thin, so you get a little bit of head of steam, and it really starts to push it a little bit higher. But the rally, it has still held on to a lot of its numbers, and there's still a lot of shorts to be covered, but it may be too early to say that the bottom is in yet. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that the market is going to continue to move. It has been very strange that a lot of the investment funds have been short corn, wheat, and soybeans at this level, at this time of year, right before the planting season is started.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday down 6 at 441 and a half. March corn was up 0.75 points at 356 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for March ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 630. Hard red runner wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for March was down 6, ranging from 611 and 3 quarters to 626 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for March down 10 and a quarter, ranging from 660 and a half to 675 and a half. Live cattle for April were up 2.5 cents at 126.72 and a half. March feeder cattle were up 25 cents at 141.72 and a half. And March Class 3 milk was down a penny at 14.92.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.